Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Junior Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Naorodny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Naorodny and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens moves to third. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Nordhagen moves to third. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nordhagen scores. Johnson moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Moore reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Soderholm goes all the way around to score. Moore moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Naorodny hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Naorodny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb, who is chasing the ball. Bannister reaches third base with a triple. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bannister tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-1 in the game. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 2 in the game. Naorodny hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Way then moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Way then moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Porter reaches second base with a double. Way then scores. Cowens scores. McRae moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Mike Proley now pitching. Clint Hurdle pinch hits for Josie Deb. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Torres. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. Porter scores. It's White Sox, 5, Royals, 5. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek hits a line drive towards the mound. Proley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett is walked intentionally. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Hurdle moves to third. Brett moves to second. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for John Way then. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Clint Hurdle now playing left field. Steve Mingori now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 3 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Naorodny hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 6, Royals, 6. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-3 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Raboski now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Torres. White reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock is walked intentionally. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Lockhock moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.